You are listening to a Sunday sermon from St. Thomas Episcopal Church in Bellevue, Washington. We are a community that seeks God's presence, serves Christ and others, and grows together in faith. Welcome to our podcast.
The following sermon was recorded on March 10th, 2019, the first Sunday in Lent, by the Reverend Lex Breckenridge, rector at St. Thomas.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
After his baptism, Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing at all during those days, and when they were over, he was famished. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become a loaf of bread." Jesus answered him, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone." Then the devil led him up and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And the devil said to him, "To you I will give their glory and all this authority, for it has been given over to me, and I give it to anyone I please. If you then will worship me, it will all be yours." Jesus answered him, "It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." Then the devil took him to Jerusalem and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to protect you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "It is said, do not put the Lord your God to the test." When the devil had finished every test, he departed from him until an opportune time. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
One of my favorite Tex-Mex places in Austin is called El Arroyo. Like any good Tex-Mex place worth the salt on the rim of a margarita, it's a real hole in the wall. In fact, El Arroyo is Spanish for the ditch. That gets it about right. While the tortillas are soft and the tacos are tasty at El Arroyo, what really endears this place to me and to lots of other folks is its signboard. It's like one of these signboards that you see at churches, lots of churches, that has a new message every day. And it's usually some pretty witty commentary on politics. And believe me, Texas politics can be pretty humorous. Or something about the culture or current events. A couple of days ago, I got a note from a friend of mine in Austin with a snapshot of El Arroyo's message board on Ash Wednesday. The sign read, "Lent, getting closer to God by not eating M&Ms for a few weeks." I think that's pretty good marketing. If you've given up M&Ms for Lent, you can stop into El Arroyo with a clear conscience for the number 2 enchilada plate with a fried egg. But I really think El Arroyo's resident theologian has something important to say to us about Lent, how we think about Lent and how we observe Lent, or how we don't observe Lent. Many of us grew up, I know I did, with the idea that Lent was a time where we'd give up some guilty pleasure for 40 days. Mine was chocolate. If I would just give up chocolate for 40 days, I would emerge on the other side as a better person. Well, I would give up chocolate all right, or at least I'd try to. But I'll have to say I never discovered anything different about myself on Easter morning when I could finally dive into that chocolate bunny. I hadn't become a noticeably better person for some reason. Now, I certainly want to encourage any of us who have decided to forego some of our attachments during this Lenten season. If you're letting go of alcohol or Facebook or the internet or anything you're feeling overly attached to, I say a big yes to that. Letting go of anything that distracts us from spending time with God and with family and friends is an attachment that needs to be released. course, there are other ways to think about Lent. I hope you'll all pick up a copy of the Lenten Reflection booklet. They're on the ledge in the narthex in the back. They're over in the Ebsworth Life Center. So really, really do pick one up and take it home with you. I look forward to this every year. And I look forward to hearing the different voices of people I love and hearing their perspective on faith and on life and on the spiritual journey. I treasure every entry. Now, one that stuck with me came from a few years back from our very own Jennifer Eichenberger. And here's what Jennifer had to say. When I think of Lent and this time of year, I want to simplify, declutter my head and home, and feel the peace and freedom to think without the endless to-dos and shoulds that are weighing me down. As I work through my lists, sort the garage, and find the place to reflect and plan my creative work, I hear God calling me to really ask myself, what is true, pure, pleasing, and commendable? It's amazing how much noise can be silenced with the question, what is true? Yeah, right. It's amazing how much noise can be silenced with that question, what is true? I mean, so much of the noise in our heads, so many of the stories we tell ourselves, so many of the illusions we live with. It's amazing how all those can be silenced, can be dismissed by asking ourselves, what is true? And it's amazing the peace and freedom we can discover when we turn ourselves away from the lives that we're surrounded by and turn ourselves towards the truth. And we do swim in a sea of lies, don't we? Lies that are so often about what we lack, what we don't have, what we need, or who we need to be. 50 years ago, a well-known New York socialite named Babe Paley famously said, "A woman can't be too thin or too rich." You ever seen a picture of Babe Paley? She was thin as a rail. And she was very, very rich. Yet she was telling herself the lie that she was neither of those things. There was a hole in her heart she was trying to fill by excessive wealth and by appearance. And here's another lie. If only you'll buy this product, you'll be better looking. You'll be sexier. You'll be more successful. You'll be more virile. People will like you better. The not-so-subtle suggestion is that you, madam or Mr. Consumer, are not good enough. You're just not enough. Or look at the political theater that's going on around us. The messages are all about insecurity and fear. Terrorism, immigrants, a faltering economy, the poor, the other. Too often the message that underlies all of this is the same. You don't have enough and you aren't enough. You should be afraid. It's interesting, isn't it? The truth, recognizing the truth and living the truth, is the gateway to inner peace and freedom. Lies, the lie that we are unworthy, the lie that we are inadequate, the lie that we are not enough, keeps us enslaved to fear. You know, there's a reason that one of the names for the devil has always been the father of lies. Jesus himself called Satan by that name. And in our gospel reading this morning, we see Jesus entering the conflict between truth and lies. It's the story of Jesus' preparation for his life's work. Preparation that's going to take place in the wilderness for 40 days. It's the time and place where, in the midst of conflict and confrontation, Jesus' character will be formed. His 40 days in the wilderness are meant to remind us of the 40 years that Israel spent in the wilderness, wandering in the desert in search of the promised land. That was the time and place where Israel's character was formed and shaped. And now, Jesus is led by the father of lies, who offers him wealth, glory, and power. And he does this by suddenly suggesting that Jesus is lacking. That Jesus doesn't have enough. That he is not enough. I mean, the devil even suggests that God is not enough. The lie that's being told here is that wealth and glory and power are more satisfying than God. That God and our relationship with God won't provide us all that we need. But Jesus is on to the Father of lies. He knows that wealth and power and glory would be a pretty poor substitute for being God's beloved. As God's beloved, he has all that he needs. And so he dismisses the Father of lies with the truth. And so, do we have all we need? Of course we do. The truth is that we already have all that we need. We just need to wake up and recognize it. And Lent is just the right time to begin. What lies are you telling yourself? Or has someone shamed you and you're believing the lies that flow from that? You know, in my work, I see so many dear people who were emotionally abused or maybe even physically or sexually abused as children who are living with the lie that they are not worthy. They aren't loved. That they can't be loved. That's the lie. And it's a lie told by the Father of lies. It's time to put it down. Or better yet, it's time to hand it to Jesus. Take the lie that you are unworthy, take the lie that you are unlovable, and hand it over to Jesus. In your prayer time, look Jesus in the eye. Hear yourself say, "Is it so, Lord? Am I not worthy of your love? Tell me the truth." What do you think you'll hear Jesus say? "Really? I'll bet I know." The truth is that Christ's love has really set you free. So I've got a suggestion for my friends at El Arroyo for their signboard tomorrow. Lent. The truth is free, but it's not cheap. That's right. The truth of God's love and grace is a free gift for all of us, my sisters and brothers. But the cost of living into that truth is the surrender of all of our carefully constructed defenses. You know, in a few minutes we'll be coming to this table to share bread and wine. Jesus has set the table for us and he'll meet us here. Why don't you bring whatever story you're living with, whatever lie you're living with, and offer it up to Jesus. "Is it so, Lord? Really?" Hand Jesus the lie. Let go of it. And then hear the truth. The truth that you are worthy. The truth that you are loved and loved infinitely by the love that created you. Hand over all those familiar stories we tell ourselves. But you know, that might be pretty hard. But living with the lie of our own unworthiness is even more expensive. So here we are on this first Sunday in Lent. Are you ready to know the truth? Are you ready to surrender to the truth? The truth that Jesus learned and taught that first Lent 2,000 years ago. Because the truth, Jesus' truth, will set you free. Amen.
For more information about St. Thomas Episcopal Church, please visit our website, www.stthomasmedina.org. That's www.stthomasmedina.org.